while you are alive. He has kept you to this very day. You can't pay him for all he's done for you. Wherever you are, bless the name of the Lord. Let everything in the heart spread. Praise him who is faithful, who is mighty. He's the Lord, the ancient of the days, the God of all flesh, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who we have come to worship, King of glory, El Shaddai, blessed Redeemer. We acknowledge you this morning, the great I am. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. We worship and adore you because you are faithful. We surrender our lives to you this moment. You will have your way, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Precious Father, we thank you because you are with us. You have assured us that you will be with us. And we can see your handiwork. Take glory this moment, Lord, as your word comes forth. Minister to our hearts, to our needs, to our situations, to our circumstances, in the name of Jesus. Let your word become life and spirit to every one of us in the name of Jesus.
For all is
let our hearts be open to your word in the name of Jesus. Lord, speak the language that we understand.
You are blessed
in the name of Jesus. Thank you
in the
name of
Father.
Jesus. I surrender myself
let
to
your
you,
word
Lord,
become life
that you will use me to in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Keep standing, open your Bible, turn to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Are you there? We'll read verse 13 and 14. Philippians chapter 3. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's have our seats. The topic for our discussion this morning is the profit of making the right decision. The profit of making the right decision. In life and daily, we make decisions. In fact, coming to this place this morning is a decision that we made, and we are here. And the impact God will make in your life this morning, one of them, and the reason is that because you are here. If you were not here, you would not be partaker of the blessing of God for you this morning. So it's a decision to be in His presence this morning. We make many decisions daily. One other word that you can use to replace decision is the word choice. We make choices. What we want to do, how we want to do it, daily make choices. From the scripture we read, of course, the account of Paul here, if you read from verse 1, you will understand clearly the passion of this man of God. And here in verse 13 and 14, Paul was making reference, you know, to some decisions that he made before that he thought were profitable. But when he met Christ and took that ultimate decision, you can see that his language changed in this passage that we read. And he said, one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. I said, now I'm reaching forward. Praise the Lord. There's a time in life you must weigh the decisions that you have taken. And if you observe that they are not profitable, you must take a U-turn and begin to see what God expects of you and toe that line. And that is when you begin to experience the purpose of God for your life. Romans chapter 12 verse 2, we take the definition of right decision from that scripture. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. The Bible says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Praise the Lord. The right decision that we are talking about today is that decision that is good, that is acceptable, and that is perfect. Any decision that, you know, help you to fulfill God's purpose for your life. Any decision that is according to the will of God, that is acceptable to God, that is good in the sight of God, and is perfect, is the right decision. And for a child of God, God expects us to make right decisions. Don't forget the fact that God gave every of us, when He created man, He gave us this free will to make decisions. That's why He will not force us, but He will always give us opportunities to make decisions. Praise the Lord. God will always give us opportunities. And time is one of the things that He has given us. Within time frames, we make decisions about our lives. And we must understand that decisions, choices, they have consequences. Some of the things you have experienced in your life today are as a result of the decisions that you made in the past. Some persons are regretting their decisions at the moment, while some are happy. Say, "Thank God I took this step. Thank God I did this. Thank God I listened to this counsel. It has helped them and they are grateful to God." But so many persons are in bitterness because of the wrong decisions that they made in their lives. My prayer for every one of us, including myself this morning, is that we will not make the wrong decisions in the name of Jesus. For a child of God, everything matters. Everything matters. To the food that you will eat, to the clothes that you will wear, to the place that you will go, to the people that you associate with, to the place where you worship, the things you do, to the music that you listen to, and to everything that you can think of, they matter in the sight of God. That's why scripture will tell us, see, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. So that decision that will bring glory to God, that will bring satisfaction to your soul and is bring glory to God, is a right decision. Though God will not force us to make decisions, but He will always give us opportunities to make decisions. And it is wisdom for you to see that you are on the wrong path and realize it and turn from the wrong path. Praise Master Jesus. I've also seen under the earth that you may survive some wrong decisions that you have made. You may survive some wrong decisions that you have made, but there's one decision that has internal consequences. You know, that one, once you make that wrong decision of not determining from now where you will spend eternity, if it is wrong, if you choose the wrong place, at the other side, you cannot correct it. And it will be a regret all days. So the most important decision is to make that right decision concerning where you will spend eternity with God. So to Paul, when he had become a Christian, he said he's going to pursue this goal that God has called him He will put everything behind him. Those things that you were counting as very important before, he will put them behind him and will pursue this singular goal of his life. To win the prize for which he has been called. What is that decision that you have made, that you are pursuing? Are you checking it? What kind of decision that you have made? Praise the Lord. Now we'll look at the scriptures. A few persons who made some decisions, and after that, we'll mention some of the profits of the right decisions, and we will pray. Praise the Lord. In scriptures from Genesis chapter 12, the Bible says that God called Abraham and told him, "So you will be leaving your father's land to a place, you will leave your family from your father's house to a land that I will show you." If you read this, you saw that God gave instruction, but he didn't force Abraham to go. But he told him. It was Abraham who made the choice now, either to remain in all of the Chaldeans or to go to a land at that time has no name. He decided that he will be that instruction. That was a decision that Abraham took. The Bible said he went. Of course, today Abraham is regarded as a father of faith. He made so many other decisions. Like when God told him in Genesis 22 to go and sacrifice his only son. Do you know that? He would have said, "No, I'm not going." He would have remained where he was and said, "This must not be God." But he went ahead to obey God's instruction. And that's a decision that Abraham took. In Genesis as well, Genesis 39, the Bible tells us from verse 8 to 10 that Joseph was under pressure to decide to sleep with Potiphar's wife or not. The decision was in his power to make, though there was pressure. And he said, "How will I do this wicked thing against God? How will I sin against God?" Many of us have made so many decisions, but I don't know what is the basis of decision. Some just make decision forgetting the fact that they are Christians. For a Christian, our decisions must be based on our belief in God and instructions that he has given to us. Joseph refused, though the consequences came on the earth. Those are human reactions. But what I see that the decision he took drove him closer to his destiny. It landed him in the prison. It was for a purpose. God was in the whole process. Let's read Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Our mommy read it at the beginning of the service. Joshua 24, verse 15. "And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell." Look at what Joshua said. "But as for me and my house, we will do what? We will serve the Lord." Now you must understand that there is this personal decision that you must make. Nobody can make that decision for you. Joshua could have as well said as a leader, "We are going to serve the Lord." It will not be right to say that. Is it your decision? Are you trying to make somebody happy? That's why you are doing that thing. Is it God's will for your life? Is that what the Lord wants you to do? That decision of Joshua was a decision of who to follow. Who are you following? How do you get to know the person you are following? What are you practicing? How do you land yourself into that situation? A
Is that decision helping your life? Is it preparing you for eternity? There are so many decisions we make. Decision of who to marry. Decision of the friends that we keep. As a student, there are so many things that draw, that come to our attention in school. Just as the new session is opening for the new students. As they are coming, the cultists will come and begin to preach to them their own gospel. Of course, they have a way of doing it. I remember when one of the cultists approached me. You know the way he did it? It was so painted. He said, "You need to join our fellowship." You can imagine. He said, "Join our fellowship. We are Zionites." You know, he was saying so many things. It was God that helped me after the long talk. When I left, I heard the voice. That's a cultist. So what I did, instead of going to my room, I went to one corner. I said, "Pray." Because he said, "We are going to see again." I said, "Lord, we must not see again." I said, "Praying." I said, "Praying that God, this young man, he must not see me again." He painted a picture that looks like the truth, but it was a lie. And so many young people, so many adults, so many, you know, in various places, have been cajoled into taking decisions that are detrimental to their life, that does not have decisions that do not have eternal value. They have landed into such decisions. Are you making the right decisions? Thank God for the period we are in and the day that we are in. Like our pastor was praying in the morning, was talking about so many persons today. Today, they will celebrate losing their virginity today. Because somebody has been cajoling and say that day, we are going to finish work. That's a decision that will ruin their destiny. There are so many things that affect our decisions. The kind of people we meet, the places we find ourselves, our families, our friends, the association we keep, yet influence our decisions. And some are still wavering between two opinions, according to 1 Kings chapter 18. Remember what Elijah said. He said, he told the people, why are you wavering between two opinions? Say, if the Lord is God, do what? Follow him. This crooked lifestyle. You are not here, you are not there. You are playing game with God. If the Lord is God, follow him. And he told them, but if Baal is God, follow him, be on one side. And the Bible said that the people kept silent because they were not willing to follow the Lord. Is your Christianity like that? That you are just coming to church to mark time. You have not wholly decided to follow the Lord. In the book of Ruth, this is a right decision. Naomi, from the beginning, and the husband, they missed it. In the time of famine, they went, left Judah. And it was not rosy. But she took a decision to return when she heard that Judah has been blessed. And the things are doing well, they decide to return back to Judah. And Ruth, the daughter-in-law, made one of the most important decisions of her life to follow Naomi back. And that was the right decision. The decision, she has seen her background and she knew that the God of this woman is reliable, and she followed Naomi. The rest is history. Her life became a blessing. And today, if you want to trace the genealogy of our Lord Jesus Christ, her name will be mentioned. Praise the Lord. In Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible says that Daniel proposed in his heart that, what did he do? What did he say? He will not defile himself with the king's meat. There are so many things that represent the king's meat today. Thank God for those who have made up their mind to keep their virginity. Thank God for those who have made up their mind not to compromise their faith, irrespective of what is dangled before them. Thank God for those who are ready to stand for the truth. You don't take the decision when the thing is happening. You make up your mind before the occurrence. This is my stand. You must have a stand as a child of God. Let's read Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 25. I read from verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, and choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of what? Of sin. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked towards what? The reward. Praise the Lord. You can see that, you know, if you compare the luxury in Egypt, the palace, he chose to join the people of God in the bush that will remain in the palace. That's a right decision. Because his mother taught him, you are a Hebrew. You are not an Egyptian, irrespective of what you have been fed with. And that one entered his head. He chose to suffer affliction. He chose, you know, though not comfortable, but this is the right one. And the truth is that the right choice may not be palatable, may not be sweet, but at the end it will pay if you stay put on what the Lord wants you to do. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. Joseph said, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now let's look quickly at the profits of making the right decision. I'll do that quickly. Now if you look at the life of Paul that we read in Philippians chapter 3, because of that decision to pursue God's purpose for his life, to reach the end of his goal, one of the things I see there as a prophet is that Paul was able to live his God-ordained life. The right decision you make will enable you to live your God-ordained life. What God has ordained for you, you will not miss it in the name of Jesus. But the right decision will put you on the right track. In that, in living his God-ordained life, he pleased God. He served God. He served the purpose of God for his life. The will of God was fulfilled because of that decision. And one of that prophet I see there is that Paul lived an impactful life. When you make the right decision, you will live an impactful life. He affected so many lives. He was able to fulfill his ministry. He reached out to so many people. He became a useful instrument in the hand of God. Because God preserved him to use him for his purpose and glory. Joseph, of course, that decision helped him to make so much impact with his life. His family lineage, his generations, saw light because of that decision to remain pure, to focus on what God has called him, to ensure that God does not leave him. Bible recorded very clear that God was with him. He enjoyed that presence of God. I want that thing, blessing I see, want that benefits. Psalm 1. Let's read Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. It's a popular scripture. Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night. And verse 3. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he does shall what? Shall prosper. In the will of God shall prosper. That man is blessed. So once you are in the will of God, in that right decision, the blessings of God follows you wherever you go. And one thing that we must not forget as a prophet is eternity with God. Is eternity with God. The right decision. Remember the man, the other thief on the cross with Jesus. Remember what he told Jesus in Luke 23, verse 42 and verse 43. What did he tell? What did he tell Jesus? Let's read it. Luke 23. Luke 23, verse 42. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And verse 43. And Jesus said to him, as surely I say to you, today, not tomorrow, you will be with me. Where? In paradise. Thank God for that opportunity. That opportunity, he didn't miss it at all. That was his last opportunity. But so many of us, we have opportunity before us. We have time. What are you doing with the time that God has given to you? What are the choices you are making? I want us to stand on our feet. I conclude right away. Matthew 27 verse 22. Let's stand on our feet. We'll pray after this scripture. Matthew 27 22. Matthew 27 22. Matthew 27 22. Pilate said to them, what then shall I do with Jesus who is called Christ? They all said to him, let him be crucified. I end with a question this morning. And the question is coming to every one of us here. What are you going to do with Jesus who is called the Christ? Look at their response. Say, let him die. So many people have said to hell with him. Go away with your Jesus. Allow me to live my life the way I want it. It's my life. It's not your life. So many persons have said that. Close your eyes and pray this morning. What then shall I do with Jesus? It was a decision. And a chorus to hell with him. But you know what, this morning you can decide where you will spend your eternity. Is it with Jesus or with the devil in hell? Close your eyes and ask the Lord to help you to take the utmost decision of your life. Where you will spend eternity. If you determine that place, every other decision will fall in place. Every other one will fall in place. If you know that you are going to heaven, then it will guide how you do your business, the decisions you take, the kind of business that you do, what you will eat, what you will drink, how you will dress. It will guide the other decisions. That's the utmost decision you can take. This morning, if you are here, you have not done anything with Jesus of Nazareth, the one that is called Christ. Maybe you are saying like the people, crucify him. Is that what you will say? Will you be able to face him on that day and say, crucify him? Won't you pray that prayer for yourself this morning? Say, Lord, help me today. This opportunity, I will not miss it. If you have been regretting some mistakes and decisions you have made in your life, God's mercy is available. Ask him for mercy. You can start all over again. Naomi had to start all over again by going back to Judah. She went back to Judah to start all over. And God showed her mercy. And a grandson was born to her. God showed her mercy. You have been on the wrong path. That friend that you are keeping is evil. You are still keeping the friend. Why don't you decide today? I am not going back to that boy. I'm not going back to that girl. I am not going back to that habit. I am not going back to this thing. It's eating you up and you are still holding on to it. Why don't you pray this morning? Say, Father, help me to come out. The thief on the cross told Jesus, remember me in your paradise. And Jesus said, today, not tomorrow. The mercy of God is available right now. Why don't you ask him for mercy? He will show you mercy. Ah, mercy is available. Almighty God who shows mercy. The Bible says he's plenteous in mercy. Father, help me, Lord. In Jesus' name. name we pray. Can I hear a living amen? Our Father in heaven, we appreciate you for this moment you have given to us. We thank you, Lord, because your word is life, your word is spirit. Lord, I pray again and I ask that in areas that we have missed it, in decisions, where we have been rolling our lives ourselves, show us mercy this morning in the name of Jesus. And as many who have decided to follow Jesus from this moment, who in their hearts have accepted you, Lord, show mercy in the name of Jesus. Let your mercy speak for every one of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name. That, Lord, at the end, we will spend eternity with you in heaven, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can I hear a living amen?